Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Your Psychic Connection. Hi, I'm Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, your host. And tonight, you know, we're just going to be taking calls in from our listeners for a psychic question here and there. And also, if you guys have any stories you want to share, any psychic stories, ghost pictures, anything like that, please give us a call. Any weird dreams, you can call in tonight at area code 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. I like to update people as to some of the psychic crazy things that have been going on during the week for me. So my granddaughter was over the other day, and she looked in the dining room. She goes, "Grandma," she goes, "there's a dead man sitting in that chair." And I'm like, "Okay." So she's also the one that's very psychic also. She saw him, and then, of course, then again, he disappeared right away. And last night, my daughter, Terry, and I, as many of you know, I also do exorcism work, and this gentleman had called up for an exorcism, you know, /clearing, psychic clearing. And we ended up doing his clearing last night, and I've got to tell you, it was just kind of freaky because, you know, many times I'll completely feel the spirits and everything. But what was interesting is this time we literally heard a door creaking open very slowly. Now, my sense was it was my screen door from the garage that apparently very slowly creaked open, which it's never done before. But I just found that to be pretty interesting. And she also commented, because I'm in trance most of the time when I'm doing clearing work, you know, scanning the people's bodies and talking to the dead people that apparently have come in with them or attached onto them. And seeing that I was in trance, I didn't pick up as much information as she did about the energy that was in the room. But she said there was so much activity in the house last night in the kitchen area. It was pretty interesting. So, well, that's what's going on here. Now, I will tell you also, I had the opportunity to spend the weekend with one of my friends that live in, Freeman, Indiana, but also it's Amish. It's an Amish area. And what was, we got to go learn about all the Amish and stuff like this, which was very fun. It was my friend. I belong to a group, a wonderful group, Landmark Education. And there were there were eight of us all together. So we had a really great time out there. But what was fascinating was when I got back, one of my daughters is visiting. She now lives in the Carolinas. And she was visiting, and I said, guess what I did this weekend? And she said, what? I said, I went to go see the Amish over the weekend out in, that area of Indiana. She goes, well, so did I, with me and my friends. I said, are you serious? She goes, yeah. So that's a little on the weird side, and but kind of cool. Well, anyway, so this is what we're going to do. I am going to be talking about candle magic tonight, but I'm also going to take in calls, and I'll be taking you guys. You can ask one specific question, and you want to say if it pertains to love, if it pertains to money. Just go ahead and ask the question, and then I will look and see what I see for you guys. All right, so let's see who is the first caller here. And again, we do need to be patient because there are many people that call in, and we just want to make sure we get to everybody here. Hello, caller.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, hi. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you tonight?
I am okay, thank you.
Good, good. So what is your question?
My sister Leslie and I just moved into an apartment, and it has a lot of pluses that we like, but the location is not attractive to me. Will, if a better location, say by the pool, becomes available, will she be receptive to transferring to that new location if I pay the moving costs?
Well, let's take a peek. Let's do a quick spread here. My first sense is she will be, but you might have to really convince her because she kind of feels a little set in her ways. And I don't know if that makes sense for you, but, set in her ways, maybe a little rigid from time to time.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, so tell me when to stop shuffling. All right. And then pick one, two, or three.
Two.
Okay. Do you know who Mary is? Mary, Mary Beth, Maria. Who's got the M name around you?
Can't think of a Mary right now.
Okay, watch for a Mary or a Maria.
Okay. Oh, well, I have a friend. Her name is Maria Guadalupe. Maybe if that's who you're referring to.
Beautiful. She feels wonderful to me, honestly. And I don't know if she's had any slight little medical things that she's supposed to be watching out for, but I would, encourage her to check that out. She is, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And she's got a lot of angels around her, too, ma'am. You want to tell her that, Wendy?
All
right. So doing this spread real quick here for you, it does look like it's one of those things where you might have to wear your sister down a little bit to, sell her the benefits of getting to a different location, but it feels like it's very possible.
Okay. Probably
All right.
Yeah, if I pay for the move, then that might sell her on it. So
yeah.
Thank you very much. And do you see this happening very soon?
There's a possibility, not 100% certainty, but a possibility before October.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
And you know what? You're right about Maria. I call her Lupe, but
okay.
She was really nice to me, and I had two big surgeries late last year. And
okay.
For the second surgery, she actually drove me quite a distance and waited for me and drove me back home. So she is a very good friend.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I think you guys are, honestly, Wendy, I think you guys are like soul sisters, because it really feels like you guys made fast friends and dear to the heart with each other. And it feels like you guys have each other's backs.
We do. We both lost our job after 15 years from the same company. And we offered a lot of emotional support to each other. And she has palsy and she does well, but apparently she's taking a break from work for a while. So that's probably who you were referring to when you said Maria.
Yes, I'm sure it is. And with the medical condition, so there's her medical condition. You know, the other thing I'm hearing very quickly too, Wendy, is I don't know who it's going out to, but I'm hearing like a happy birthday wish from somebody. And
God.
Who is
that? That's
it?
Me. I was born on July the 6th.
Oh, well, these are from your dead relatives then, because I'm hearing the people in the background saying, happy birthday.
Oh, God bless them. I love them forever. My beloved brother passed on March the 2nd, and then my beloved parents are in heaven. And I know the meaning of love because of all three of them, so I hope they know how dearly I love them. And I've been searching for employment because I'm getting ready to return to work, and I pray to God I find employment soon.
Yes. Well, I think the employment is going to come, but there might be some delays in it, so please don't be frustrated, but keep moving forward. And the other part, I get like a strong sense, I don't know if this is your mom or dad, but I get a sense of go for walks or go by the water, stuff like that, like that's important for you to do.
Okay, and I will do that. If you were going to take a guess about how many weeks it might be until I'm employed, what would you say?
I see a number 6.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's connected to it.
I can handle that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if
you
it's
know
connected
what?
To 6 or 16. I don't know, you know.
Well, I can handle 6 weeks. That would be towards the end of August. So
yeah.
That's wonderful. And I hope it's receptionist. I've been call center for so long, and that's so stressful. So I hope that I'm a receptionist in a hospital, you know, the lady behind the counter accepting your copay.
Yes.
And I hope that I keep the job for several years. I need 4 years, then I can retire.
Wow. Well, I just want to say to you, if you've ever worked in any emergency lines, I think you bring peace to people.
That I would not do, because it would wear on me too much. But I will tell you, I do have the gift of calming people. And for 15 years, I was considered world class because of my kindness and the way I could get a rapport with my callers and explain things to them in layman terms. So
that might be what I'm picking up here. Yeah.
So I
hope you were able to get something like that back again, Wendy, because it really feels like you're very good at what you do. And again, I think you help people out a lot, seriously.
I do. I've too many times people have said I'm very comforting without even trying. And so I do have a talent for helping people. And sometimes I feel compelled to put my hand on a person's shoulders if they look like they're in grief or something or upset. And maybe not even not to pry, but just say, I understand, and you're not alone, and I do like to help people. So, but now I need help. I've been through so much, and so I'm praying
that I get a wonderful job in a nice hospital, nice setting, and I'll just be the copay lady behind the counter. I would be thrilled.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're sending our prayers. I just ask everybody in the listening audience to please send some prayers for Wendy out in Sacramento, that she should get a job very, very soon. And we do ask this in God's name, Wendy.
Well, thank you. And that I keep it for at least 4 years or more.
Yes, yes. Yes,
okay.
I hope you get an amazing job. And remember the techniques of the book, The Secret, now. Visualize what you want to manifest. Visualize it as though it's happening right now.
Okay.
You know, you just want to keep saying, I've got an amazing job, people love me, it's a secure job, just keep visualizing that.
This is the first time I've ever talked to you, and I really believe that you picked up a lot about me, and because you knew the birthday, and you knew about Maria, and she goes, but she's Loopy to me, but you sensed my sister's personality, and ironically, we were choosing between the apartment building across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we didn't choose that, because she's a very private person, and the layout in this apartment is my bedroom is way across from the living room. So, and she likes that, so I want to be respectful of her, and it's to both our benefit financially,
mm-hmm.
and also to have somebody that you trust and somebody that cares about you. So hopefully she'll agree. Yes, she's about 12 years younger than me. So it really was wonderful meeting you today. I really do feel that you tuned in to me.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. And you know what? I'm gonna toot my own horn here real quick. Just that I do this for full-time living, and, of course, I have my fees. But if people want a reading, or if you want a reading later, the number to reach me at is area code 219-940-9292, or you can check out my website at coffeepsychic.com. And if you ever do need my services later, give me a call, okay?
Well, thank you. Are you on Psychic Biz?
I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, I will. Actually, I just downloaded your show, so I know how to get into that. And I may be contacting you.
Sounds great, ma'am. Have a great night, Wendy. And my best goes out to you for sure.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, bye-bye. Bye now. Oh, that was really wonderful hearing from Wendy. Excuse me. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller. And again, you guys, listen, for everyone that really is listening, when people need prayers, you know, just like Wendy needs some prayers, you know, it only takes a moment for us to sit here, close our eyes, and visualize Wendy getting this amazing job. You know, all the good energy that we can throw out to people, prayers, I swear, you have to know, they are like fuel in somebody's gas tank. So it's all psychic energy. We're all energy beings. It's just like, you know, if somebody has negative energy or if they're feeling crabby and stuff like this, it's not just a visual thing. Sometimes you can feel it without the walls being there. You can just feel the energy's off or there's something wrong. And again, you guys know the pattern. If some negative energy is out there, sometimes it impacts us. So, and likewise, when the positive energy is out there, that also impacts us. So make sure that you send the positive energy out to people. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
Yes. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm Akanksha. I'm calling from India.
India, how are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. And you're Pranksha?
Akanksha, yes.
Akanksha. Okay, ma'am. So what question do you have tonight, Apanksha?
I have applied for a job change to another country, and I haven't heard from them yet.
Okay.
I was hoping if you could tell me if I'll be hearing anytime soon, and by when would I be able to leave?
Well, I have to ask you, aren't you kind of like questioning if you should be going here?
Not really. I know I have to go. I mean, and I'm sure of that, but the question is just of when will they, you know, let me come.
have to ask you, is this possibly England you're supposed to be going to by chance?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel you going to England. I think you will be going to England, actually. I'm not sure how long this will be, but I can kind of see you living in India, or excuse me, in England. And you may end up going back and forth, so it kind of feels like they already want you. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes, that I know that they want me, but they're not giving me an official confirmation, so you know I can start with the paperwork.
Okay. I think what it is you're just going to have to when I see this interaction, I tell people I'm not 100% a Punksha, but when I see this interaction between you and England, it feels like the people want you. Sometimes it's the red tape. Sometimes things just take longer to get everything situated and set up. But I heard England for you. I see you over there. So how long it takes, I do not know. But I would say please just be patient and, keep doing what they ask you to do. Keep in touch with them. Maybe they need – I don't know what they need. I just think it's a timing thing, actually. That's what I'm getting.
Yes. So
okay.
Is there no time around this as to when as to when would they like inform you or something? Because there are so many of them that I've applied to that I don't even know which one it is out of them. So I don't know which one to chase.
Oh no, I don't know which one it's going to be. I just see that somebody does want you from England. It feels like you're very skilled. It feels like they need your skills and your gifts, and it feels like you'll be going there.
Okay.
So be patient, okay? And again, if one doesn't work out, the other one will. It just feels like it's like a shoe-in kind of thing. Like it's a sure thing.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, you have a great night now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Wow, that is what a blessing, all the way from India, traveling to different countries. That takes a lot of guts, you guys. I mean, just imagine you're from a different country, different culture, amazing opportunities, different countries. I mean, a lot of people have gone to the different countries, but I'll tell you what, I just think it takes a lot of guts to just move yourself, your whole world. You know, pick up your pack, go to another country, and it's exciting. It's very exciting. So big prayers out to Apanksha from India. Okay, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, can I ask who this is and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm from Chicago. This is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I caretake two children for a mother. She's a doctor, and she's not quite sure if she's going to be staying in state. It's kind of up in the air. And do you see her or me staying with this job? I really like it there.
Yeah. I think this is still going to be up in the air for this lady, and to me it feels like eventually there will be a move, although I don't think the move is going to happen right now. But it does feel like this woman will be eventually moving.
Right.
So I'm not sure how – I don't know how long it's going to be, but is it that she's
like,
getting better deals or better opportunities around work?
Well, it's just that the insurance is very expensive in Illinois, so you know, the liability. So that's one of the reasons why she wants to make the move.
Are you going to be able to move with her if that happens, Lynn?
No.
Even if it's Indiana, Michigan, or Wisconsin?
No.
Far? Okay.
Yeah. I have other obligations, but I mean, she's really very
wonderful,
special. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if it would be this year or she'd go next year.
Yeah, I don't know that it's this year, but it does feel like it's intentional for her. And,
right.
Of course, again, I mean, how many of us haven't heard about the doctors having the outrageous insurance?
Exactly,
bill?
Right.
Just outrageous.
Right.
It's shameful.
It is.
So, yeah, it's ridiculous, the lawsuits that people bring that causes the doctors have to have this insurance. It's just ridiculous. So
right.
say
but,
some
but
prayers
you,
for her.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's wonderful. And she's on her own with the two kids pretty much. But
yeah.
do you see me staying there till at least the end of the year?
Well, again, based on her decisions, you'll stay with her until she decides to leave.
Okay.
That's what I can tell
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And just you're gonna be okay, Lynn, as far as career goes.
Okay.
Whether when doctor leaves and you find another family to work with or whatever, I just get you being okay because you're a great person. You go out of your way to do things that other people wouldn't do in your job, by the way. I know you do. And and you really take care of that family. I mean, you know, the hardship will be they will miss you as much as you'll miss them, by the way.
Right. I'm actually looking to go in a completely different
direction.
Yeah, I'm pursuing Reiki, and it's just this gives me an opportunity to kind of like save for what I need to do.
Have you listened to my show before, so you know that I'm a Reiki master healer and my daughter's a Reiki master healer teacher?
Oh, your daughter is too?
Yeah, my daughter is. She works for the she's got the Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement. She's a Reiki master, Terry Doolin. And I'll just give you her number real quick for all the people that are out in the listening audience also.
Oh, okay.
219-712-0507. And she's about 5 minutes from my house, and I'm out in Crum Point. Now, are you Reiki 1 and 2 already?
No, I'm going for Reiki 1.
I think you're going to simply love it.
That's what I think. That's what
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, I think there are so many amazing things that happen with the Reiki energy, and people, gosh, I mean, I do Reiki, she does Reiki, you know, she has what's called a Reiki share. I think it's every second or third Sunday of the month, and it's just an amazing gathering where people come who are interested in Reiki or other Reiki practitioners come. And we do Reiki healings on each other and have discussions and lectures. It's just wonderful. So if anyone wants to call up my daughter, her name is Terry Doolin. The number
well,
is
I'm going to look her up.
Oh, you'll love her. William Rand. She works with William Rand, the organization, and he's worldwide. And she'll travel anywhere to do the Reiki training for people. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and she gives, when people take her training, you get continuing educational credits. I know the massage therapists do. I'm not sure if the nurses do right now, but, yeah, it's a wonderful experience to be a Reiki practitioner. I'm excited
oh.
for you.
Oh, thank you, and I'm going to go on your site. I'm going to look through everything.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
I tell people
thank you
too,
so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. You know, I tell people too, you guys, I'm open for psychic house parties. I do psychic seances all the time. So anytime you guys would like to have me out to do events at your homes, please give me a call. Or if you just want a more in-depth psychic reading, you can reach me at area code 219-940-9292 to schedule your appointment. Or check me out on coffeepsychic.com. All right. Hey, let's see who is next online here. Take one little second here. We've got some rain going on outside, little storming going on. Now, hopefully that's not impacting anything. And I've got my poor little puppy What a good dog. And he's a little gun-shy when it comes down to the lightning, it seems, so it's been interesting. My first time of having a dog in 30 years, and he has a little thing going on with the lightning. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Liz and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hey, Liz, welcome to the show. How can I help you, ma'am?
Thank you. I have a question. I am trying to, struggling with, to continue with the school I'm at for my master's in psychology or just jump ship and go to Chicago for a they call it a SYD and forensic counseling.
Wow, how amazing is that? Can I tell you what I saw immediately when you said I'm pulled in two?
Yes.
I saw you wiping your hands clean and walking away.
From the school that I'm currently supposed to be
in. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I saw you go like, I'm done here. I'm out of here. Is that what
yes,
it feels like?
Yes, because there's a bit of a problem. They didn't catch a grade until like 2 years, 3 years later.
Oh, no.
And I have to retake that class, and it's kind of putting me more further behind.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like the other position, it almost feels like it's a timely thing. I'm not sure if that makes sense. So it's like you've got to make a decision by a certain time to get in there or something like that.
Yes.
And, and it feels like you're a pretty quick decision maker, and it almost feels like your mind's made up, actually.
Oh, okay.
So you just might want to, review everything, think it out clearly. You know, is it okay that you do take this other class again? And it really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, you always are where you're supposed to be, as far as I'm concerned, at any given moment. But yeah, it just feels like you're going like, phew, I'm done here. I'm moving on. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Okay. I have a question, though. With counseling, because you were talking about Reiki.
Yes.
Would that be a benefit to the counseling? Because I was thinking of adding Reiki.
Oh, you bet it would. You bet it would.
Okay.
Reiki impacts people in so many different ways. And, you know, it used to be like an alternative healing method, and it still is. I mean, it's considered an alternative healing method. But they now accept Reiki practitioners in the hospital to provide Reiki
wow.
healing for people that are in the hospitals now. And that's pretty impressive
okay.
to me. Yeah.
Yes,
so it's not
is,
only
yeah.
getting, you know, like Lynn in Chicago with the Reiki, I mean, you literally can get a position in a hospital and do Reiki healings on people, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot you can do. You just got to check out the hospitals and stuff.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and
knowing the Reiki and stuff like that, it's an energy form of energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
You can send Reiki absentee to people. You can do it, you know, most times you do it in person, but you can also send it remotely to other people. And it's very
yeah.
powerful. It really, it's energy. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
I think you'll enjoy it, too.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, good luck with everything, Lynn.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, remember, everybody, if you are interested in even checking out the Reiki, like I said, my daughter, Terry, has a Reiki share, and that's where people get to go together and come together, and she's open for, you know, people coming in and experiencing the Reiki energy. So you can just give her a call, 219-712-0507, Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement. All right, let's see who's next online. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hey, what's your question tonight?
I'm looking for a work, and I'm wondering when you see that coming.
All right. Okay, so this is for work, and this is for Laura. Laura. Laura, have you been in a space lately where it's been, like, a little harder, like things are taking a little longer? To find a job.
No, actually, Friday was my last day on my contract. They cut the budget on us because they were laying so many people off. Mm. So me and this other contractor, we were let go a couple months early.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We were hoping we'd make it, but, you know, with the layoff.
Is there, has there been anything going on with your hands by chance, or who's got the problems with their hands lately?
Sometimes once in a while, a certain finger or something will hurt, you know, it'll swell up.
Yeah.
It kind of changes. It's not always, but once in a while there's a flare up.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It's not all the time. And I don't know if it's you or somebody else that might be experiencing something like carpal tunnel or something. But I'm getting some energy like that also.
Yeah, like right now my right thumb hurts.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know if there are exercises for carpal tunnel or not, but, you know, you always want to do the right thing, you know, get it checked out by your doctors and stuff like that. I had one of my friends tell me that there were natural ways, like some people had gone to a naturopathic doctor, but somebody had a system of stretching the ligament, being able to stretch that ligament that's inside that arm. And I thought that was also a fascinating remedy as well. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so what it seems like is do you do a lot of typing in your job, Laura? A lot of computer work?
I do.
Yeah, I see you sitting there. Like really typing, like really going crazy with a lot of work like that. It occurs to me that you're going to have to really be Johnny on the spot about this. And really get down to, like, throwing out a lot of resumes or something like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Really?
Yeah, I have been.
Good. Yeah. Really just keep,
I
like,
interviewed
don't...
actually last Thursday, but I didn't get the job, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, so it might take a little bit, but please keep throwing out those resumes, okay? Because I think that's where it's going to help you. But you still have to keep up with it. Okay?
Yeah, so you're not picking up one or anything like that.
No, it just feels like there might be some time off. But it also feels like you'll be talking to a lot of people, and even if one person says, not right now, but we'd like to use you later, they're serious about that. So that's why you have to keep throwing out the resumes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you bet, and good luck with that. All right, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Tony. I'm calling from. I haven't seen you on online for a while.
I know. You know what? I've been taking some classes, and I was working at trying to pre-record the show and put it up, and I was going like, oh, you know, I'm just not really good with this stuff with the radio, you guys. So I apologize, but I only have a couple more classes to go, and I'll be back on regularly. Don't you worry. You know, so definitely keep calling in again. So tell me your first name again.
It is Tony, T-O-N-I.
Tony. Oh, hey, Tony. So where are you calling from again, honey?
I'm calling from Texas.
Texas. Well, what can I help you out with tonight, Tony? What questions do you have?
I want to see if you see anybody new coming into my life.
Okay. All right. Who would be coming in for?
Well, there was actually somebody I had an interest with, and I want to see if there's a possibility of him contacting me back again.
Like he hasn't contacted you?
I kind of got a little bit impatient with him, so I kind of gave him the boot, but, you know, he still comes to mind here and there.
Yes, yes. Well, I got to tell you, with that guy, he seems like a nice enough guy, but I think the one thing I want to share with you, honestly, is some guys get scared. I mean, he feels like he was a nice enough guy. He doesn't feel like he was a jerk. It feels like he was trying to take things, you know, slowly. And, you know, you might have scared him off a little bit, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find a really nice guy, allow them to be cautious or allow them to go slowly, because I think for some of them, that's their, like, little safety net. You know, some people don't want to jump
mm-hmm.
into a relationship right away. Some people do, and that's okay. But he feels like a nice guy. I'm not 100% sure that he's going to pop back in right away, but if you're suddenly having him pop in your head, he is thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking about you. So is there any way that you could just give him a text and say, hey, I hope I didn't scare you off? Anything like that, or I'm sorry if that was too hard or something? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it, but I was like, oh, let me just wait it out a little bit longer. You know?
Yeah, sometimes that's okay.
I was like, I'll wait it out maybe, like.
And then just send him really.
But as far as anybody new.
Send him loving thoughts, Tony. Send him loving thoughts. Send him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I hope I wasn't too impatient with you thoughts, and, you know, call me again, stuff like that, because they'll read your thoughts, and if he's ready, he just might call you back again.
Mm-hmm.
There is a guy that, I think there's a guy that likes you, but he's kind of afraid to approach you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've been picking that up anywhere, but I do get that. I see some guy kind of standing away from you. I don't know if it's a work situation or what it is, but I get some guy standing back, observing you, wanting to make contact with you, but kind of clamming up and not taking action. Like, I don't know if he's too shy or what the deal is.
Well, you see, I had somebody leave me a note in my apartment.
Say that to me again.
Somebody leave me a note in my door telling me that they wanted to talk to me. I wanted to talk to them for me to send them a message.
Thank you.
That's
Debbie. What I'm saying is this person standing there wants,
yeah.
So he leaves a note at your door. Wow. How mysterious is that, huh?
Yeah. And now I'm thinking, like, who is it? You know, now I look coming into my apartment. I'm like, I wonder who that person is. But it also kind of spooks me at the same token, same time.
Well, he doesn't mean any harm. First off, I'm going to tell you that right now. He does not mean any harm. It probably took him a lot of guts to leave that note on your door. Let me tell you that. And then this guy, he's not a creep. He's not a creep. He either looks very
mm-hmm.
light-skinned or Caucasian. And
mm-hmm.
I just think he looks at you thinking how beautiful you are when he looks at you.
And, yeah, he is Caucasian. He's a Caucasian person. But I just, you know, I mean, I'm trying to look around and, like, who could it be, you know? How do I?
Yeah.
I really do not associate with many people. You know, kind of, you know.
Well, sometimes it's like getting the prize in the Cracker Jack box. You're not quite sure what it's going to be, but it's always
mm-hmm.
it can always be fun and interesting.
Yeah.
It could be a whistle. I mean, I don't know. But I would say give yourself some time and just ask God to bring the right person into your life. Okay?
Yeah, I will. But
all right,
hopefully
honey.
That other person comes and approaches me, because I'm curious to know who it is.
I hope he comes and lets you know, too. He's a good man. He's not a bad guy. All right? All right, honey.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a great one. Thanks
bye-bye.
So much. All right, bye. All right, how fun is that? That can be a little creepy, huh? If somebody's sitting there and they leave a note on your door and you're like, oh, no, you know. But, again, good thing that I'm psychic, because I saw this man standing right out there looking at her, wanting to approach her, And here she is. She's getting notes on her door. That's kind of cool. All right. Well, let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi. Laura, hey, where are you calling from, Laura?
I'm in New Jersey.
Welcome to the show, ma'am. So what question do you have?
I am looking for work, and I'd like to know what you see around that.
All right. Have you gone through, did I already talk to you, by the way?
No.
Okay. Have you gone through different jobs where they come to a close?
Yes, I do a lot of contract work.
Yes, okay. Well, we had another Laura from New Jersey just a little bit ago then. And it does seem like there's different little jobs that you're supposed to be doing, and it feels like you're very, very good at that. So, say it again?
I need work. My contract ended a couple months early because they cut our budget. So they had to give money back.
I think I did just talk to you. Yeah. Well, I would say, huh?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, this is Jorianne, yeah. So sometimes you have to think you're calling a different show.
You're talking to somebody else, girl. It wasn't me.
Oh, that's funny. Well, if your contract also ended early, it's funny because so did this other lady's contract end early, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it wasn't me, but that's funny, yeah.
Oh, that is too funny. That's too funny. Well, so anyway, so, you know, the deal is you do this work, but you're really good at this contract work, Laura, so I would definitely keep it seems like you're really good at this. And I think there's going to be –
I've been doing it for a while.
Have you?
But –
Have you ever been a stay-at-home mom or anything like that or wanted to be?
No. I'm not. I don't have any kids. I'm not married.
Well, that's right now, ma'am. You do not know what tomorrow brings, but there might come a time where you're going to be staying at home to do work. I just want to share that with you. And even if it's not with kids, you know, you may be doing a lot of different jobs from home. So, you know, just kind of remember I said that because I think, and I always take all the feedback too. Please feel comfortable with giving me a call back to let me know. I take feedback. Also, if you guys want to schedule a more in-depth reading, 219-940-9292. That's the number to reach me at. All right, so I have to move on to another caller. And let's see who we have on next. All right. Hello, caller.
And I said me, and it's like, yeah, she read my mind.
Hey, can I ask who this is and where are you calling from?
It's Jay calling from Canada, you know.
Yay! Oh, my God, I love talking to you, Jay. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How about yourself? I haven't talked to you for a bit.
Hey, I'm great. I'm great.
Oh, you sound pretty good, so, yeah.
Hey, so what's happening in your world there, Jay?
Well, you know what? I haven't talked to you for a while, but I'm in this pretty well end of the seventh month of doing yoga, which is going to be incredible. I'm looking forward to this. The fireworks are shooting off already, and it ends on July 30th. I've been doing this for 7 months since January 1st.
Wow.
So I'm just like, oh, man, I'm going to apply it to my drumming or something like that. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty exciting.
It is. It is, so. But,
wow.
Yeah, let's see what the coffee says about this, because I feel there's a lot of great benefits for this, including for myself, and how I'm going to express myself in the world and other things, relationships, basically, with myself, right? So, and other relationships, so.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Well, let's go ahead and see what this does for you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I'm actually going to throw some cards for you right now. So are you looking, Jay, at doing the yoga as a business to teach other people?
What I'll do is I'll likely incorporate it into my drumming course somewhere Just got to figure out how to do that.
I think that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it will be.
Yes, it will be. All right, so tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okie doke.
Counting down from 4.
All right, so it definitely shows there's something you're leaving. And have you been talking to Holy Spirit a lot lately or to the elders or anything?
Not recently, no. Maybe in my dream time.
Okay. Well, even with the yoga, so I guess this is what I want to say to you. With the yoga, do you do an altered state somehow? And do you start like, because maybe that's what you're supposed to be doing with the drumming. That could be what it is with the yoga. If people are in a yoga kind of state and you're kind of gently drumming with them, going into an altered state where they have, where they may have contact with the elders or your spirit guides or something, their spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
yeah.
the picture that I'm getting here.
Okay.
And then aren't you coming to the United States pretty soon?
For what?
I
think I'm planning to be to my sister. That was in October, maybe. October, November.
And she's in the States?
Yes, she is.
Excellent. Good, because I see you coming.
Yeah, what am I going to do there?
Is she in New York, by the way, or where is she at?
Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia. Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why I'm seeing New York around you, but remember I said New York, Jay, because you know how this stuff works. If I'm seeing it, I got to say it, and you can just call me and let me know how it pans out. Okay?
Yeah, it's something I've been dreaming about. Maybe you might be seeing is it's a book about what I'm writing, about experiences or something like that.
Well, very nice. I think it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll be very nice for you to get that done. Yep.
Yeah.
Positively. Well, keep up your classes because I know you make. I know you do the classes, the drumming classes. For people that don't know, Jay puts on drumming classes. He also makes like amazing sage. I mean, that sage you sent me was just wonderful. And don't you teach classes also, Jay, for people to learn how to put their own drums together?
Yes, I do. And
yep.
plan teaching one in October, yeah. Planning on it, yeah. Just get some people together, yeah.
Yeah, did you want to shoot your number out there real quick so people can contact you if they're interested?
Sure, they can go to my website at www.bangthedrum.ca. That's bangthedrum.ca. And go from there. So they can contact me through that website and take a look at my drums and other stuff that was there. So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very
much
for the plug-in.
I've got to run because I've got to grab some other people that are waiting to get an answer, okay?
Okay. It's beautiful talking to you. Take care.
You too, Jay. Have a great night.
Yep. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Oh, my God. How fun is that? Hey, you guys. I've spoken with Jay for a long time. He's really amazing. He does great things with the drums and the drumming, and now he's going to be implementing yoga. So positively give him a call. All right, and then let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, Joanne. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Georgia.
Georgia. How funny. You see, that's where Jay's sister's from. good segue, man.
I know.
Good
segue. I was just like, right.
She might be your neighbor. Wow. Too funny.
You never know.
You never know. Hey, Regina,
right.
How can I help you, ma'am? What's your question tonight?
Could I see what spirit wants to say? That's something I need to know.
Well, I'll tell you, and I don't know if it makes sense or not, but as soon as you said that, I heard don't lose faith, but you're not one to normally lose faith. And I also get a sense of you having the responsibility of taking care of other people or taking care of other people, yeah, that need your help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And and it feels like they really do need your help. But they also, and it feels like, I don't know if it's a daughter or whatever, but it, you know, they always say don't do for somebody else what they can do for themselves, number one. But the person that you're helping is really trying so hard to, like, move ahead or do what they can, the best they can for themselves. At least that's what I'm getting right now. So I'm glad that you're there to help. And even when times feel pretty rough, again, don't lose that faith. You know, you want to look at all the positive things. Even in a negative situation, you really want to look at what positive things you can pull out of there, because there's always a reason that something's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been trying to look for employment, so that's like I'm getting very discouraged, and I am losing faith. I mean, it's just like I try to look in the positive. I do. So it's not every day I look in the negative. It's not like that. But there are times when I feel like I get in the lead of something and then it doesn't fall through. I'm like, oh, I'm back to square one again. So.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I'm only taking care of my children, so I'm not taking care of anyone else but me and my kids. So I wouldn't know who that could be, because I don't know how I can help someone if I need help in other things.
On the contrary, Regina, on the contrary, hold now. One second. You need help. Other people need help as well. In your helping other people, because you feel so inspired to do so, you find that somewhere in that essence that you are either getting an answer for your prayers, you're helping them, you're getting spiritual growth, spiritual peace, and it could be that somebody identifies you helping these people and say, hey, we need somebody like you working for us. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. But I can feel your presence, Regina. I believe if God calls you into action, you're going.
Okay.
I just don't think you're saying no. Do you know what I'm saying, ma'am?
Yes, I definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely hear you.
Ma'am.
Yes.
And stay positive and keep asking God just to lead you and guide you. And again, remember the books on The Secret, you know, the techniques of The Secret. Visualize what you want to have happen in front of you and just keep holding that as your truth.
Yes, definitely. You're right on. I mean, I'm like, you know, I have been being more positive than anything, so I do look at the light of the situation. It's not every day. It just, you have your ups and downs, and so, but I think I have more ups than I have downs lately.
And I do see Jesus Christ with you, ma'am. I completely do see Jesus Christ with you. I just want to tell you that. So.
Oh, that's good. Cause I just wrote, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you did?
I just.
Well, for sure, he's hearing you, Regina.
Cause I feel like so if beautiful. I have a thought of gratitude, thank you for everything. Thank you for having carpet on my floor. I just thank you for the little stuff.
Amen.
That a lot of people don't think, you know, thank you for the little ants that's on, you know, that's in the grass and the dirt. Just anything, you know.
Right.
I just try to stay in the law of gratitude.
Amen.
Yes.
What a blessing. You know, I got to tell you, thank you for calling in, Regina, tonight. And I got to tell
thank
everybody,
you.
Again, it's my pleasure doing the show tonight. I cannot believe the whole hour has passed. So for those of you I didn't get to, please call back next week. Again, this is give us a call next week. You can reach me if you need a more in-depth reading at 219-940-9292. Big hugs out to everybody. God bless you all. And I look forward to talking with you guys again in a future couple of weeks. Take care, everybody. Good night, and Godspeed.